From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a new CD by The Strokes. This is the third CD by the New York band. Their first, Is This It, is legendary for its debut success. And that'll always be the standard for this band. The new record's called First Impressions of Earth. I've only just begun to listen to it, and my first impression is that this group continues to be one of the tightest bands around. The songwriting on the new Strokes record is good. Their sound is still vibrant as they continue to break their own new ground, including a ballad, which I think is the first for the group. This is a song that I love best on first listen, mostly for the guitar work. From the CD First Impression of Earth, this song is called Vision of Division. The Strokes from their third CD called First Impressions of Earth. That song, one of 14 new tracks, is called Vision of Division. Ray Davies is set to release his first ever solo studio album. He and his brother Dave started the Kinks 42 years ago. The band hasn't been performing together, and times have been a bit hard. Brother Dave is recovering from a stroke, and after a year and a half, is only now beginning to get back to music. Last year at this time, a mugger in the New Orleans French Quarter shot Ray in the leg. Ray Davies had gone to New Orleans to seek inspiration. He's so often written about British life. Well, his adventures in New Orleans only seem to revive his love for people and the English way. You can hear that best in this song from the CD Other People's Lives. It's called Is There Life After Breakfast?
Yourself a cup of tea. Drag your emotions out of the gutter. Don't wallow in self-pity. When you wake up all of a fluster, thinking life has passed you by, give yourself a kick up the backside. Jump out of bed and punch the sky. Is there life after breakfast, full of possibilities? Is there life after breakfast? Yes, there is. After breakfast, so don't live in agony. Is there life?
Breakfast.
Ray Davies. The song is called Is There Life After Breakfast? The CD, Other People's Lives, is set to come out in February. One of the early proponents of a new singer-songwriter movement that began in the early 1990s is Will Oldham. These days, names such as Sam Beam, Conor Oberst, Sufjan Stevens, or Jolie Holland are musicians that fit into the genre. Will Oldham is a songwriter that I'm certain has influenced these folks and so many others. Johnny Cash, Marianne Faithfull, and Ireland's The Frames have sung Oldham's songs. He used the moniker Palace, and these days he goes by the name of Bonnie Prince Billy. Bonnie Prince has teamed up with Chicago's alternative jazz band Tortoise, and together they pay tribute to some of their favorite songwriters. You'll hear music by Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Milton Nascimento, and this song by Richard Thompson. It's called The Cavalry Cross.
This is your first day of sorrow.
The CD by Bonnie Prince Billy and Tortoise is called The Brave and the Bold. That tune, written by Richard Thompson, was originally recorded on Richard and Linda Thompson's 1974 LP, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. That LP, I think, is truly one of the greatest records ever made. The son of Richard and Linda Thompson, Teddy Thompson, has his own CD out, and it includes the children of other famous folk parents. You can hear Rufus and Martha Wainwright on the record. Teddy's parents, Richard and Linda, make various appearances. I think I heard Richard Thompson's guitar on at least 5 of the songs. We wouldn't be playing the music, however, if it wasn't good. See what you think. Give a listen to the music of Teddy Thompson. This song from his CD Separate Ways is called I Should Get Up.
Depression looms, I'm such a miserable fool. I stay in bed, I don't want to go to school. But I see the sun is beating down. There's no excuses from the clouds. And I should get up, I should go.
Teddy Thompson, the CD Separate Ways is out in England. It comes out here in the U.S. near the end of February, and that song was called I Should Get Up. If you want to hear some great Irish fiddle music, then listen to The Sounds of Liz Carroll. After hearing her play, here are two things I found astonishing. Her music, for the most part, is her own, not traditional, though much of it is becoming part of the canon of new traditional Irish tunes. The second thing is that Liz Carroll is from Chicago. A very accomplished accompanist is no slouch either. His name's John Doyle. He's playing the guitar. The song is called The Island of Woods. Liz Carroll on the fiddle, John Doyle on guitar. This CD is called In Play, and that beautiful air is called The Island of Woods. It's been 20 years since Paul Simon teamed up with Ladysmith Black Mambazo and made the record Graceland. A new CD by the South African a cappella group revisits some of their great songs with new arrangements. This song is called Homeless and features guest vocalist Sarah McLachlan.
Am I when you were by?
Slide in my way.
When you were by, by.
Slide in my way.
When you were by.
Slide in my way. Hey, Baba, slide
in my way.
Hey, Baba, slide
in my way. Am I when you were by?
Slide
in my way. When you were by, by.
Slide in my way.
When you were by. Sing.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless,
we
homeless,
we
moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless.
We are
homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless,
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 boom, boom, boom.
Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing,
hee, hee, hee.
Somebody cries,
why, why.
Somebody sing,
hee, hee, hee.
Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing,
hee, hee, hee.
Somebody cries,
why.
Somebody sing,
hee, hee, hee. Into my
love.
Into my heart, yes, I know I don't get it. Into my
heart,
into my heart, yes, I know I don't get it.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing,
somebody
cry,
why.
Somebody sing, somebody
sing, hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing,
somebody
cry,
why.
Kulumani,
kulumani. Kulumani
sese,
Maya jabule basithanda, yo wo.
Celebrating 40 years of freedom songs with a new CD, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Long Walk to Freedom features Emmylou Harris, Taj Mahal, Natalie Merchant, Hugh Masekela, and so many more. But most exquisitely, the voices that are Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. You should know that in addition to this weekly look at new music, we have another show that's daily. It's called Open Mic. Unsigned artists send us their CDs. We listen to them and post the ones we think are best. Every weekday, a new artist is featured, and the music is refreshing and often surprising. The link to Open Mic can be found on the All Songs Considered webpage, npr.org/allsongs. Open Mic is also podcast daily. To find out more about Open Mic and all that we do on All Songs Considered, including our live concert series, sign up for our weekly newsletter. That link can also be found on our homepage. The Israeli-born musician Asif Sahar brought his tenor saxophone to New York City to get a musical education. Sahar is a great improviser and entrenched in the New York City jazz scene. His CD called Lost Brother features Cooper Moore on some self-made instruments and Hamid Drake on percussion. The CD is on an artist-run label called Hopscotch Records, and this improv is called Departure. The CD by Asif Sahar, Cooper Moore, and Hamid Drake is called Lost Brother. That jam was called Departure. Now for something completely different. Two guys from Texas, me, two guys from England, and become musical pen pals of sorts. They begin writing songs in the late 90s. A collection of their first EPs are put together for a full-length CD called These Were the Earlies. It came out in England in 2004. That was also the year the four band members were all together in one place for the first time. These Were the Earlies is a curious record, psychedelic, whimsical, and a good listen. Now the early CD is available here in the U.S. Let's listen to the tune, One of Us is Dead.
I saw a boy's t-shirt today.
The Earlies, from the CD These Were the Earlies. The song is called One of Us is Dead. We get hundreds of CDs each week at All Songs Considered, and we listen to samples of everything. Remarkably, even with all those albums coming our way, there are countless of others we never see or hear, and many are lost gems. To help close the gap, we still get a number of CDs the old-fashioned way. We find and buy them at a record store. And that was the case with our next artist, Tender Forever. Our producer was in Athens, Georgia over the holidays and was lucky enough to find the CD, The Soft and the Hardcore, at a local music shop. It features the tender and melancholy voice of Melanie Valera. Originally from France, Valera moved to Portland, Oregon last year and formed Tender Forever, mostly as a one-woman project. Her songs are personal, with simplistic acoustic guitar and some laptop rhythms. This song is called Then If I'm Weird, I Want to Share. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Daniel Shukin. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Hey, what's going on when you're talking on the phone to that girl? It's not me, and it's driving me crazy. Hey, what's going on when I feel you in my bones? Should I die or should I laugh? Is it fun or is it harsh? People told me that you're too sexy for me, but actually I just don't care. I think it's bullshit everywhere. People would say, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm weird, but actually I just don't care. Then if I'm weird, I want to share. I just don't care. And if I'm weird, I want to share.